This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. Ever wonder, if therapy or medication is better for depression? This discussion dives into a fascinating study that might, surprise you.
It's a really interesting question, and the answer isn't as simple as you might think.
So this study looked at different treatment approaches, right?
Yep. Psychotherapy, medication, and a combination of both.
And the results? Well, let's just say it's not a simple one-size-fits-all situation. The study compared these treatments to usual care, right? What did that show?
Big difference. Both psychotherapy and medication were way better than just waiting it out. Active intervention is key.
So procrastination is not the answer when it comes to depression, right? But what about combining therapy and medication? That's where things get really interesting, isn't it?
Absolutely. Combined therapy was the most effective for moderate to severe depression. The two approaches seem to boost each other.
A synergistic effect, you might say? Yeah. The study also compared therapy and medication directly, right? Were there any surprises there?
Surprisingly, they were equally effective for some people. It really depends on the individual.
So it's not always about medication being the only answer, I see. The study highlighted cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT, as particularly effective. Why is that?
CBT's structured approach to changing negative thought patterns really shines. It's great on its own, and even better when combined with medication.
So CBT is like the secret weapon here? Wow. What about relapse prevention? Is there anything the study revealed about that?
Absolutely. For people stopping medication, adding CBT significantly reduced the risk of relapse. It's crucial for long-term recovery.
So it's not just about treating the immediate problem, but also preventing future ones. Makes sense. This all points to the importance of personalized care, doesn't it?
Exactly. There's no one-size-fits-all solution. The best approach depends on the severity of the depression, patient preferences, and their medical history.
So it's all about finding the right fit for each individual, right? How important is patient engagement and adherence to treatment?
Crucial. Keeping patients informed and involved in their treatment plan is key to success. Open communication is essential.
Empowering patients to make informed decisions is key. Absolutely. And what about coordinated care between different healthcare providers?
That's ideal. When therapists and doctors communicate, it ensures consistent recommendations and better adherence to treatment.
Preventing conflicting advice is important for patient trust. Yeah, for sure. So, to summarize, combined therapy is best for moderate to severe depression, but psychotherapy alone can be just as effective for milder cases.
Precisely. And CBT is a powerful tool, both for active treatment and relapse prevention. Personalized care is key.
It's all about finding the right approach for each individual. That's it. This study really highlights the importance of a holistic approach to depression treatment. It's not just about medication or therapy, but about finding the right combination and approach for each person.
Exactly. And the ongoing communication and collaboration between healthcare providers and patients is essential for long-term success.
That was a great discussion. Thanks for sharing your insights. My pleasure.